Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 10th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pehe, the day of Yom HaKippurim. Masechta Bav Metzia, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Tes. Continuing to talk about things that one cannot lend, or arrangements of lending and borrowing that could involve interest. Lo Yomar Odom Lachavera, a person cannot tell his friend, Halveni, lend me a kor of wheat, and I'll give it back to you. I'll give you back a kor of wheat in the threshing season. And the reason that cannot be done is, as explained in the previous Mishnah, perhaps the price of wheat goes up, and therefore he's paying back his friend something more than what he borrowed. It's itrus midrabonon, not minotar. Avalomaloi, but what a person can tell his friend is, Halveni, lend me some wheat, until my son comes. I can't get to pay you back until my son comes. He has to help me. Or until I can find the key. I need to find the key first. That is permitted. And not only is it permitted to borrow one kor against the chitim, the wheat that he has in his house, but he can borrow many, many times. And it's a scheme that the Chachamim allowed to be done because this whole thing is midrabanan only, and therefore they allowed it to be done in that way. The Hillel Oyser, says the Mishnah, Hillel said no. He said he cannot borrow wheat against wheat, even if he has wheat in his house, and he wants to borrow just until his son comes or until he finds the key. That's also prohibited, according to Hillel. In fact, Bechein Hoya Hillel Omer, and indeed Hillel used to say, Loi Talvi Isha Kika Lachavert, a woman cannot lend a loaf of bread to her friend, Ad Sheta Sen Adomim, until she first makes it a price, gives it a value. So she can say, I'm lending you $10 worth of bread, but I want back $10 worth of bread. That's fine, because then there's no problem if it goes up in price, because you're only giving back the same value of bread. But you can't just say, Hillel said, a woman can't just lend a kick or a loaf of bread and say, you're paying back a loaf of bread. Why not? Shemo yokiru chitim, says the Mishnah, or says Hillel. Perhaps the price of wheat will go up, but nimtzu bois lideribis, and then these women are coming to violate a prohibition of interest, midrabonon, albeit midrabonon, by giving something more than what they borrowed. The halacha is not like Hillel. The halacha is that it is permitted to do this if the person has one loaf, they can borrow many loaves based on that. Or if they just want to borrow until their son comes or find the key, it's permitted. Mishnah Yud. Our Mishnah deals with three types of ribis, three types of interest. One is ribis caused or ribis comprising amount of work that someone does, the energy. One is ribis, that is involved in giving presents to the lender. And the third one is ribis, a type of interest that is also, why? Because of speech. What type of things that a person would offer or say that normally he wouldn't do, but because he's got the loan, he does it. We'll examine all three areas. All also midrabanan, of course. Omer Adam Lachaver, Mishnah Yud. Omer Adam Lachaver, a man can tell his friend, Nakesh imi va nakesh imach. Look, do some weeding with me, and I'll do so today, and I'll do some weeding with you tomorrow. That's fine. Ador imi va ador imach. Can you hoe with me? Help me hoeing, and I'll help you hoeing tomorrow. All this is permitted. This is despite the fact that the next day might be a few minutes longer. Or the next day he might find that it's just harder work because of the weather. That's fine because basically they're doing the same sort of work and it's the same season. We're not worrying about those slight differences. But, says the Mishnah further, it is forbidden for someone to tell his friend, Nakeshimi, can you do the weeding? Help me weeding today. Ve'edermach, and I'll help you hoeing your field tomorrow. Or the other way around, Adurimi, can you help me hoeing with me today? And I'll do weeding with you tomorrow. That is prohibited because there is an entirely different activity being conducted. And here there is a worry of ribis because it's possible that he's offering to do work the next day for him, which in fact is much, much more difficult. That would be like paying him for the loan or for the energy that he put in to help him today. Kol Yimei Gorid Echad, says the Mishnah further, all the days of summer, Gorid is when the earth is dry, all the days of the dry earth, i.e. when it's summer, are considered one season. We're not worrying about a little change in the length of the day from one day to the next. And therefore, as we said before, a person can offer to do work for someone today and he gets back the work for the next day, the same activity. We're not worried about it if it's in the same season. Kol Yimei Rabia Achas, all the days of winter are considered one season. So a person's allowed to say to his friend, weed with me today, I'll weed with you tomorrow, as long as these days are in the same season, either in the summer or in the winter. But lo yoma lo, what he cannot say is, Charesh mi begar, can you help me plowing now my field in the summer? And come winter, I'll come and help you plow. V'aniach reshemach rabia, that's not allowed. Especially because in winter the ploughing is much more difficult, and therefore he's basically giving him more than what he received. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rei Yesh Ribis Mukdemes VeYesh Ribis Mocheres. There's sometimes something which is prohibited because of interest that's before the loan, and sometimes it's prohibited because of what he did after the loan, after he's paid back the loan. Keitzad. Nosan Ein of Lulvesemen. Reuben has got it into his eyes, into his mind, that he wants to borrow something from Shimon. So what does he do? He butters him up. He's giving Shimon presents. And he says, oh, Bishul Shetelveni, look, you're such a nice guy. I know you're going to lend me. Look, here, take this present. Or some have the Girsa, not Talveni. Some have the Girsa in the Mishnah. Bishvil Sheyalveni, which means not that Reuben even said it to Shimon, even if he didn't say it, but he's thinking that way. I'm going to give Shimon a present so that he will lend me. Third person. Zoihi Ribis Mukdamas, says Rabban Gamliel. This is called a ribis that comes before the loan, and it's still prohibited. Lova Hemeno, if a Reuben has borrowed already from Shimon. And he's returned, he's repaid the loan, and he's giving to Shimon a present. Abomer says, oh, you were such a nice fellow, you could have invested your money elsewhere. Because of your money that was sitting with me idle, it couldn't earn money for you, I need to give you, I have to give you a present. That's also ribis, zohi ribis mocharas. This is called a delayed ribis, or ribis that's after the loan. Now, both of these, again, are only avak ribis. We call it a dust of interest. The issus on it also mirabon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh ribis devorin. Sometimes there one has to be careful even from one's words that could constitute an interest payment. Lo yom aloi, for example, the borrower is not allowed to say to the lender, oh, you know, da, you should know, ki bo ish ploini mimokom ploini. You know, that fellow came from that place. In other words, he's telling the lender that about a person who the lender would really need, and it's not the type of information he normally would convey to the lender, but he's only doing it because the lender lent him money. And indeed, the Gemara says, where do we know that a person who is borrowed money from his friend, and he normally doesn't go over and say hello to him or shalom to him, the way do we know that he's not allowed to now start saying shalom alecha or shalom to him? It's because the Torah says, don't take interest, neshech kol dovor asher yishach, and interest on any matter that will be loaned, any item that will be loaned. That's the normal meaning of dovor, matter or thing, anything. But the Gemara made the drasha as not dovor but dibur. Even speech can be osir, it can be prohibited. Some have the girsa, you should know that the girsa daim bo ish ploini makom ploini. You should know that if a man comes from a certain place, and they explain what the Mishnah means, that the lender cannot tell the borrower, please can you inform me when that man comes? Because that looks like he's using him for the what? As a compensation for the loan that he's giving him, or additional work, additional things that he's doing for him.